Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Constant Princess by Philippa Gregory. Read by Kate Burton. There was a scream, and then the loud roar of fire enveloping silken hangings, then a mounting crescendo of shouts of panic that spread, and spread from one tent to another as the flames ran too, leaping from one silk standard to another, running up guy ropes and bursting through muslin doors. Then the horses were neighing in terror, and men shouting to calm them. But the terror in their own voices made it worse, until the whole plain was alight with a thousand raging blazes, and the night swirled with smoke and rang with shouts and screams. The little girl, starting up out of her bed in her fear, cried out in Spanish for her mother and screamed, "The Moors! Are the Moors coming for us?" "Dear God, save us! They are firing the camp!" her nurse gasped. "Mother of God, they will rape me and spit you on their sickle blades." "Mother," cried the child, struggling from her bed, "where is my mother?" She dashed outside, her nightgown flapping at her legs, the hangings of her tent now alight and blazing up behind her in an inferno of panic. All the thousand tents in the camp were ablaze, sparks pouring up into the dark night sky like fiery fountains, blowing like a swarm of fireflies to carry the disaster onwards. "Mother!" she screamed for help. Out of the flames came two huge dark horses, like great mythical beasts moving as one, jet black against the brightness of the fire.